Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, yes indeed, we're back. We're back again, yes indeed, for another episode. Another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministry, so very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity. The opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing, yes indeed, for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, he's told me. That I have some very important things for him to do. I have some very important things that I must do for him. Let me make that plain. Tell me, I have some very important things for him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he said I've accrued some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I must be utmost thankful. Thank the Most High for his promise. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, he has told me that I must tell you things, that I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High again for every ear that he brings near. I thank the Most High for his promises to his people. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he will compel many of you to give ear to these words even understanding, my brothers and sisters, what is the command of the Most High, whereby he has said that we must what? Hear, heed, obey, listen. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even declare a word. A word, my brothers and sisters, that declares to all Israel that Yah is one. And even as Israel is one, so must also be his people. Even indeed, my brothers and sisters, opening our hearts to the sure understanding that in our love for the Most High, we must desire, even seek for the fullness of all the Most High declared by his word. That's even seeking the fullness of the Most High declared by his word. That after a pure and perfect understanding, we may all be one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Hear the words of the psalmist. I would read to you, my brothers and sisters, Psalms 67. Yah, be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon the earth. Thy saving help, healing, oneness, reconciliation, reason, righteousness. Yes, all these blessed things. The way of life known among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O Yah. Let all the people praise thee. Let the nations, all the nations be glad. How about reconciled as one? The word glad also means rejoice, made one. Hey, how about my brothers who have nothing to cause disdain or sorrow? Nothing that would be a dissuasion, my brothers and sisters, against the righteous way of peace. Let the nation be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about that scripture. And those the Most High shall judge the people according to the fullness of all that is his will. When all people discern after a pure and perfect will, then, my brothers and sisters, shall all the nations, all the people, indeed be one. But thou shalt judge thy people righteously according to the fullness of what is his conscience, according to the fullness of what is justice. So, my brothers and sisters, there's no justice. There's no law that is lawful, but that which gives unto the Most High all that he requires. Even the people that will love him with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that will seek him with all mind, heart, soul, and might. To seek and love to obey him, trust him with all mind, heart, soul, and might. Thou shalt judge the nations, judge the people righteously, and govern the nations, bring discipline to the nations, show what indeed is peace, order to the nations of the earth. Who better, my brothers and sisters, to govern the world but him whose plan from the beginning for it was always peace, always love, always righteousness, always justice, always, my brothers and sisters, was for the mutual good, even the blessing of all. No man exalting himself after the designs of his own mind, but every man, my brothers and sisters, finally, after the Spirit of the Most High, discern the words of the Most High. I said, not after the flesh, but indeed, my brothers and sisters, after his Spirit. For indeed it requires the gift of the Most High, even the gift of his Spirit, whereby men can discern, my brothers and sisters, what indeed are the words of Yah. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, discernment far more than just simply what is written, but why. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, those who the words of the prophets are a love letter. For so much of what is contained in the prophets, and that the Most High anoints whom he will. The words of the prophets, my brothers and sisters, are simply without question a confirmation of all that the Most High would place upon the heart. Let the people praise thee, Psalm 67:5. Oh yeah, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth her increase. And Yah, even our own Most High, Elohim, shall bless us. Oh, great will be the day when all the world knows that there's none else to trust. None else to trust, my brothers and sisters, for the full fruition of what is the blessed vision, but Yah himself. Shall men trust in any other? Shall men trust in those who desire less? Shall men just trust in those, my brothers and sisters, who, well, there are some who say that Israel has no Savior. And some say Israel has no no anointed one, no Messiah. They will ever come. There are those who say this. I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, who is that one that Genesis 49:10 calls Shiloh? Unto whom all the people, Israel, all the people should gather. Unto whom, through whom Israel shall be made as a people, though scattered among the nations, one. Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High shall put his people in the care of someone not anointed? Oh, there's a lot to think about, my brothers and sisters, being taught among the peoples today. Shall men say that after the flesh? Oh, my brothers and sisters, shall men dare say after the flesh? The blindness of the flesh, something having no verification as to the constancy of any word. Shall my brothers and sisters say such as this? Shall be those who would guide our people. 6 and 7 and 5 again. Let people praise thee, O Yah. People praise thee. Let all people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about a time when no longer shall it be. There's so many disasters destroy that which would be a blessing. The souls of mankind. We're talking about a time, of brothers and sisters, when we're not talking about too much sun, but enough. We're not talking about a time, of brothers and sisters, when there'll be too much wind, but enough. We're not talking about a time, of brothers and sisters, when there'll be too much rain, but enough. All things working together for good. But man himself, my brothers and sisters, has become true to purpose, consistent with the purpose after which the Most High established and envisioned all creation. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and Yah, even our own Most High, shall bless us. Yah shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall revere him. Let me say, my brothers and sisters, when all the ends of the earth shall revere Yah, then shall the earth be blessed. And we repeat that. When all the ends of the earth shall revere, trust, believe, obey, Yah, then shall all the earth, brothers and sisters, be blessed. I'd like to call attention tonight to such scriptures as those in the book of Genesis. We really need to think about this, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us whatever is not of faith is sin. Whatever is not of trust in Yah is trust in what? Something that separates man from him? Something that leaves man in bondage to trust otherwise? What shall men trust, my brothers and sisters? Shall men trust in hope, continual confusion, expecting that the end result would be peace? Longevity? Shall men trust in the nature of carnal man's, each man self-righteous in his own ambitions and avarice, and expect that after the flesh there shall ever be a secure place for the righteous in the earth, for those who would be righteous, who would learn righteousness in the earth? For brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Most High must, according to all the prophecies, send one who would judge the earth in righteousness, and in his love for righteousness, desire also that righteousness, that blessedness, and that peace in earth be preserved. I want us to think about some things, my brothers and sisters. There's a lot to consider. Certainly there is. Think about it. After what shall men say that Israel shall be made one? Is it after the vanities of man? I think about such scriptures, especially after a conversation that I had with a few people earlier today. After what shall men say that Israel shall be made one? Why is it that prophecies like those in Isaiah 49, speaking about the Most High raising up a righteous one, calling him from birth by name, to reveal again what is his glory, in other words, the pure light of all that is his will. Hey, declaring a word, my brothers and sisters, that proves foolish, the wisdom of the wise, one who awakens even beyond his own vanities, that Yah become his strength, that he may show forth the strength and might of the Most High, all who would behold such greater glory. Why haven't they told you, my brothers and sisters? Why didn't they speak about the one whom the Most High said he would send, that all Israel should be brought back to him as one? Even my brothers and sisters, furthermore, even my brothers and sisters, also and furthermore, that even all the nations that had one time trusted in confusion shall be reconciled to discern the will of one Yah, even beyond all the kings and rulers who cast this earth under mass misallegiances, contentions. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I think about it often. Dare men say that all the differences we see in this world have been an agreement? All the differences we see in the world have been a covenant with Yah? All the competition we see in this world, do we dare say, my brothers and sisters, it has been a covenant, a working of the Holy Spirit, the result of man's trust in the Spirit of the Most High? Think about it. You got 45,000 denominations in this world, 280 nations who themselves do not agree. Unto whose name has some 45,000 denominations, peoples in 45,000 denominations, under whose name have they been baptized? Yah is one. Messiah said, I am my Father. Of one accord. How then, my brothers and sisters, men say that they have been baptized in the name of the Messiah? Converted even to cast aside all the frailties and vanities of this earth in the name of him who was of one accord with his Father. And yet, we see in this world so many differences. My brothers and sisters, I see massive misrepresentation. And my brothers and sisters, what is it that men shall say has been the misrepresentation? Did you hear me? What has been misrepresentation of righteousness? But the many, my brothers and sisters, who, though they cry out in the name of the Most High, now the scripture says, what, seven, need to read from 723 to 728. Read about the 20th to the 23rd verse, we're talking about watching out for false prophets. There's a cry, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully what is the will of the Father. Well, guess what? As soon as you say that it's not necessary to seek the fullness of his will, what else do you have but a lack of agreement? Well, brothers and sisters, I see all the words of the prophets, frankly, after one spirit, one. And so should, my brothers and sisters, all those who function after that spirit. That's what the scriptures mean when the scriptures say they are not, these scriptures and the words of the prophets are not in private interpretation. All those who function after that spirit should see all the words of the prophets as one. Not denying what the Most High had to say, but conceding after one understanding, no divisions among us, a common agreement, a mutual love. But my brothers and sisters, has that been what we have seen in the world? Then by what shall men say that Israel shall be made one? Is it after the flesh? What seems wise to the flesh, or is it after the spirit? Isaiah 66 chapter, for instance, another place. It talks about Messiah rebuking a city and the temples therein. It was about a great destruction coming upon that city, Isaiah 66. You need to read those first five verses talking about how the Most High is displeased with the unrighteousness of that city, even the nations. And the scriptures talk about that city being reproved. Its temples also being reproved. And the signal of what occurs in that city going forth to the whole earth. And because of what occurs, my brothers and sisters, it talks about Israel being regathered suddenly as a people, as if it were in one day. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that these passages of Scripture are not oftentimes talked about among your churches? Isaiah 41, the one that comes forth saying, hey, the Scripture says concerning him, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Most High is asked the question when he brings him forth. Who has stirred up this righteous one? Who has raised him up? Who comes forth suddenly with a light like the rising sun, an exceeding light that casts out all the darkness, reveals light the whole world would obscure, exposing all the seeming wisdom of the rulers, who the scripture says will dry up the rivers. In other words, set men free from the shallow-minded mindscapes of those who function after their flesh have not sought the fullness of the will of Yah. Why have such scriptures as these? Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6 after 46:13. Why has so much of that which is contained in those scriptures not been spoken? I think about scriptures like the 45th chapter of Isaiah. Really need to read from the 19th to the 25th, going back around the 23rd verses. Scripture is like the one that says, unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Philippians, second chapter, speaks of these. Romans 14 speaks of that same one. Why have so many not of those verses in the quote-unquote latter testimony to what's written in Isaiah 45? Is there something about the coming of the Messiah that the whole world's chosen to ignore? What the scripture said he would do? He could prove, come to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise. Come to prove foolish the testimony of those that men have called wise. What did he say? He said, I come for the judgment of this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. It actually means he has come for the judgment and will come again, must appear again before humanity. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, that men might gain discretion, that men might discern that those who are counted wise were the blind, that those who did not discern this blindness are their gullibility after the indiscriminate. That such as these, my brothers and sisters, might at last see. For it is those, my brothers and sisters, who have striven to blind mankind against discerning the greater righteousness of Yah, that have been the obstacle, my brothers and sisters, against men and their oaths being in all things true to him. 45,000 denominations, 280 nations have not been true to the gospel. Besides that, baptize all nations in his name. He does not deny himself. From whence then we see 45,000 denominations and 280 nations. But brothers and sisters, the promise of the Most High is that he would cause all the world to gain wisdom in trusting him. Isaiah 24, 27th chapter relates the same scenario about a Messiah coming out of that city of confusion that is mentioned at 24:10 through 16. Isaiah to finally establish and exposing the misrule of all the kings. Finally to establish Jerusalem as a city of peace. 24th to 25th chapter of Isaiah speaks the same words, my brothers and sisters. 25th chapter, very much like what's written in the 16th through 21st, 16th chapter 12 through 21st verses of Revelation. Same scenario reiterated. Same thing, my brothers and sisters, we see at the 6th chapter 12th verse of Revelation to the 7:17 reiterated. Casting aside all confusion, wiping away all tears from off all eyes. There we see again, my brothers and sisters, that the vast confusion we see in this world, like it's spoken of in the book of Malachi. Hey, priests and people, not seeking the fullness of what is the righteousness of the law of the Most High. Daring to call it still yet a covenant? Most High said he would humiliate it. How can he humiliate such efforts to humble or deny his holy word? He said that he counted it treacherous and men deny any part of the covenant, causing men to be treacherous, one man against his brother, against the covenant the Most High gave the patriarchal fathers, that the tribes be one. He said in the latter days he's going to renew and restore that covenant, that though Israel be scattered to all the nations, he said he would write his laws upon the minds and hearts, and his people shall again be one. Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, that after the flesh, this one understanding shall be brought to bear? Think again. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I ask the question. Scriptures talk about in Isaiah 27:9-12 that the way that there shall finally be an atonement, a forgiveness for the people, that all these, is that all these institutions that have lied against the righteousness of Yah shall be no more. Shall men trust in many gods, many deviant standards, and believe that them they are all true to the will of one? My brother and sister, to say such a thing is to call the Most High himself a liar. Yah said he is one. Nations have said they are blessed, preserving all the diverse ideas of many imaginations of man, many false gods. They say that they are blessed, made one in the Most High, after the will of many. That's the same thing my brother and sister is calling the Most High, something other than the same. Who, my brothers and sisters, shall awaken to discern the need to seek Yah? Trust in him beyond all that have been princes and rulers in this earth. The scripture says, when Messiah appears, he will prove that there have been among them, there's been none righteous, no, not one. For my brothers and sisters, whoever it is that will seek righteousness, will trust to seek in him and seek for, prepare themselves for him that reproves all the standards of this earth as something other than a covenant. Malachi calls him the messenger of a covenant for a reason. He would not have to come as a messenger of the covenant, as what the people had considered a covenant was or is. Think about it. 45,000 denominations, men of all various persuasions, many reading the scriptures, cannot agree, my brothers and sisters, by what spirit does this divisiveness continue to exist? By far greater spirit, my brothers and sisters, than one that is corrupt, perverse, partial, must there come the salvation of a people worthy to be called Israel. Zephaniah 3rd relates the same testimony, talking about one. Scripture calls him the righteous Lord, the just one. In Zephaniah 3rd, in the midst of a city, reproving the city, but because men have not been prepared for his appearing, the unjust, the lawless, those who are never taught, know no shame. My brothers and sisters, shall men say, though the prophecies speak of this one, shall men say that whatever testimony or gamut of so-called knowledge among the churches has not prepared men for the appearing of such a one? Dare men say that this was a covenant with Yah? Messiah said, at 5:14-24, Micaiah, that if any man dissuade his brother to make him foolish in denial of the law of the law of the prophets, he is guilty unto hellfire. If any man find himself remaining victimized, those who will deny the prophets, the law and the prophets, therefore falling short of faith. not to overcome the world. Believe me, the world would have you not to discern what is the promise of the Most High through his prophets. If you don't discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the drastic misorientations, the misadministrations of the world, the devilish ones who would misrepresent the promises of Yah, if you don't find the truth, the Most High's promise, beyond them all, my brothers and sisters, you're still in bondage to the world. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, would have his people to, from all such as this delivered. The victory is in attaining the truth. To trust the Most High. What he said he would bring to bear. Regardless of all appearance. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will find this truth and will be true to it. I think about it, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes. Dare people really believe that their variance is in an imagination? So be over gathering. You have to know, my brothers and sisters, there has to be something more. Else, what purpose shall we say the Most High has for a people that he would consecrate to himself? Shall they not be consecrated unto him? Shall every man walk according to his imaginations and imagine himself to be a true son of Israel? My brothers and sisters, the patriarch Israel was a man of faith. He believed that Yah was able to bring to bear, as did his father Abraham, what he had promised. Shall men forsake all these promises, trusting in the ways of the nations, and believe that with this, Yah may be pleased or appeased? I say, think again. Prophets tell us, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah will come for the restitution, the refreshing, the bringing again to mind, like the scripture says in Isaiah 46, 8 through 13. Of all things spoken by the holy prophets, since the world began, whoever will not hearken that cumulative testimony, he declares, be cut off from among the people. Well, there's no question about it. This world has many agents who would work to keep it divided, the men not see the synchronicity of all the Most High's plans. My brothers and sisters, all such dissenters as this must be overcome. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will seek the words of the Most High for the fullness of how all the Most High said works together. These are the ones who the Most High will count reasonable. These are the ones whose capacity to reason Most High will call it just and worthy to govern in his kingdom. Hear, my brothers and sisters, understand. I've been talking the last few days about how, for instance, the prophet Malachi, how, for instance, Shaul said in the second chapter, 2 Thessalonians, what he spoke concerning the system of this world, how they would intrude against the faith. Colossians said, beware the principalities and powers. So you must be baptized. Remember whose name, whose authority you were baptized. Shall men then trust in the righteousness of another? Forewarning, according to all the prophets, said how the ruling principalities and powers would take control among the churches. How they blind people to their iniquities because their rulers were unrighteous. Compelling people to prefer unrighteousness, even to love lies. Having no greater love of the truth. Hey, joining themselves in with the faulty and unfounded misexpectations of those who would prefer continual confusion. Scripture says Messiah must come to expose this all as a pretense. The imaginings of man. Should men say they believe, our brothers and sisters, still trusting unto something other than absolution? If the grace of the Most High was unto lawlessness, my brothers and sisters, when shall men believe there shall be peace? The scripture says, not under the law by grace. Think about what the people of the nations had impugned upon them, forced upon them even. The rulers of heathen nations commanded all the people of those nations that they had to uphold all the diverse ways of a multitude of contentious false gods. That's what they call the law. Messiah is the end of the trust in all these diverse contentions, like we see in the world today. It would have to be the end then of all these 45,000 different denominations all teaching something different. Very much like the pagan pantheons of old. For those who believe that he is the Son who reproves all. That he is the one who brings forth the light to cast out the darkness. That he is the one that shows forth the light that the whole world would seek to obscure. Because it is in the darkness, a lack of knowledge, that so many of my brothers and sisters have been contentious, divisive, against the perfect will of one. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, who else do you think will be the deliverance of the righteous, those who would be righteous, who would seek all righteousness, but Yah himself? Shall those, my brothers and sisters, would be called wise after less than the perfect will of Yah? Shall you expect those who desire less than the perfect will of Yah, my brothers and sisters, to be your help, your allies, your strength? Think again. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, I want you to consider something. Genesis in the second chapter. I said Genesis in the second chapter. You can look back there and find out what it is that must be repaired about the human conscience, that men may return to paradise. I said return, that the earth might be made again a paradise. But most time, my brothers and sisters, has forsworn that his people, the people of Yah, shall inherit the earth. My brothers and sisters, he did not promise them the polluted cesspool, as we see as a result of all man's pollutions, as a blessing. I believe in my brothers and sisters, the prophets and apostles of old that saw a world in a much more pristine state would not be pleased with the uncleanness that we see in the world today. They look forward to a time when the world be governed in righteousness, whereby there will be no more obstacle to those who seek the truth, and that those who seek light, my brothers and sisters, shall be supported by an earth that indeed, according to all that is declared, shall bring forth its increase, or shall bring forth increase, life and peace rather than destruction. Life and health, my brothers and sisters, even eternal life rather than demise. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what was written, for instance, in Genesis 2:16, the Most High commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. How about what is both? Let's just say, think about it, what I'm telling you. At one time, man only knew what was the will of Yah. He didn't need until he fell to being guided to someone else to know what to turn from. All things in the garden were good, and he only knew to walk after that good. Good and evil, mix it together, my brothers and sisters, indiscriminately, and you have a fallen away from him who is holy and good. You turn towards that which is the evil. The word evil also comes, is part of that concept, what you see as devil. There's no such thing as a pure evil. And even in the Hebrew mind, my brothers, there's no such thing as a pure evil. Evil is deviation from a perfect state. My brothers and sisters, man was simply warned to be true to the purpose for all things for which Yah made it. Remember, the Most High even had Adam to name the things in the garden. Brothers and sisters, know that the things in the garden were named according to a purpose the Most High would find pleasing. For the Most High calls nothing according to what is not. Most High would not have agreed to the name of a thing. My brothers and sisters, if it was not according to his purpose. But remember, Adam dwelled. In the company, communion, the Most High. He said, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. When the day that thou shalt eat thereof, you shall surely die. How about my brothers and sisters, men begin to diminish. He shall no longer be true without contradiction unto the will of the Most High. The end result, my brothers and sisters, believe me, since it is the Spirit of Yah that gives man eternal life, to turn away from that Spirit who gives eternal life. My brothers and sisters, believe me, trust me when I tell you, the Most High, his concept of life is not terminal. It is not what has the spark of existence to breathe and then breathe no more. Most High has the concept of life, my brothers and sisters, is that which emanates of himself continually. The Most High said, it is not good that man should be alone. I'll make a help me for him. And we understand all these, those of you who know the prophecies well. I'm looking at my time, not the prophecies well, but the testimony well. After the Most High said all these things, I would have you to consider what's in the third chapter of Genesis, and was symbolized by the serpent, if you will. Was a serpent, but a forked-tongued creature. Does not speak straight. If you think about it. And it is written, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Most High had made. He said unto the woman, yea, hath Yah said, you should not eat of every tree in the garden? He already knew what the Most High had said. And the woman said unto the serpent, you may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yah said, you should not eat, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. What is Most High's definition of death? Shall man say he has eternal life, what the Most High calls life? What else is life but what is supposed to be, what's to be eternal? In departure from that which serves divine purpose. Serpent said to the woman, you should not surely die. But Yah doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes should be opened and you should be as gods, knowing good and evil. Wow. Knowing good and evil. Did man have the conscience yet entirely to know how to turn from the evil and to do the good? Man's curiosity, brothers and sisters, suddenly having all manner of alternate thoughts enter into his mind. Was he prepared for it? I can only tell you, brothers and sisters, the Most High intends that the conscience of man become aware of what is his demise versus his blessing. That he knows indeed how to choose the good and turn from the evil. This is the nature of a people that he calls Emmanuel. Genesis 3 and 6, and when the woman saw the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, her flesh did. Was it reason? Not so. Tree to be desired to make one wise. Make one what? Wise? Wise? Truly wise? My brothers and sisters, true wisdom demands not only you know the difference between good and evil, but you also know how to turn from what is negative, understand the repercussions thereof. Trusting Yah. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High has said, has not been wisdom at all. Well, was this a matter of one giving full consideration of all the Most High had said, or did a hasty conclusion, my brothers and sisters, cause men to turn away from trust in the one Most High after will of another? And she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat. After them, both of them were open, but they discerned what they had done. They had turned from the will of the Most High, being tricked to believe that they shall rule, even in paradise, in antipathy against him who made paradise for people who are true unto Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, this was the beginning of man's turn from faith, man's lack of trust in the Most High himself. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the whole panorama of all that we see in prophecy is about man becoming strong enough to trust Yah above, beyond all else, even the pure, perfect will of Yah alone. Here, my brothers and sisters, I want you to consider this. Psalms 118. What does the psalm say? It's better to trust in Yah than to trust in princes. Better to trust in Yah than put confidence in men. Men are the son of man in whom there is no help. Oh, have not the psalms said these things? Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, they have. Psalm 118. Let me look quickly at the verses which I would like to examine. Yes, indeed. Psalm 118 and 9. It's better to trust in Yah than to put confidence in princes. It's better to trust in Yah than the son of man in whom there's no help. 118. It's better to trust in the Most High than put confidence in man. Can you trust and desire the fullness of the will of Yah? My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, however, the scriptures do say it. Isaiah 49, that the Most High will send forth one upon whose arms humanity may trust. The Most High said that he would teach himself, that the Most High said that he himself would draw near to him. Tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. It says in Isaiah 28. Shall men never trust that Yah has the power to redeem a soul? Most I say you call one by name. Call him by name from the birth with express purpose to reveal his glory. Who shall believe? Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, whoever believed in him might not perish. One upon whom he says he put his spirit, that shall not fail till he set what is true justice in the earth. Read Isaiah 42 and understand. Prophecies that Isaiah 42 are ultimately latter-day prophecies. But it talks about a time when he will lay waste mountains and nations, and men no longer trust in the ways of men, but they trust indeed again in the will of Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, what it means when it says, at 18 and 21, I will praise thee, even Yah. For thou hast heard me, and I have become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused. That day, my brothers and sisters, will come the chief stone, the headstone of the corner. My brothers and sisters, the temple of the Most High should be established with full consideration. Everything in it with full consideration of the will of Yah, even the will of the King. This is the doing of the Most High. It is marvelous, a wondrous thing, a thing that is going to result of His Spirit, even before our eyes. All eyes in that day should see the glory of the Most High. Heightened sense of conscience the Most High intends of his people have caused them to know that it's foolish to trust in other than he. This glorious day which the Most High has made, men will rejoice. How about be made one? Be made glad. How about all working together on the will of one for good in it? Save now I beseech thee, O Yah. I beseech thee, send forth now prosperity. Blessed be he that says, that comes in the name of the Most High. We have blessed you. All Israel must know to bless, petition, await, desire the coming of the Blessed One. We have blessed you out of the house of the Most High. Yes, even the temple of the Most High, my brothers, the churches themselves, who have so long governed after men, desires to uphold their pulpits and so-called thrones. Even him whom the builders rejected. In that day, my brothers and sisters, a true temple to the Most High should be established. And we'll bind again all the festival processions of the Most High, the memory of him, even to the horns of the altar. And in that day, 1828, thou, the Most High should be the praise of all his people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, and all his people praise him. And yes, my brothers and sisters, the soul of those who love Yah will exalt him. Oh, give thanks to the Most High. How about even trust my brothers and sisters, the Most High, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Blessed are they who trust him, my brothers and sisters, for it is trust in Yah that will be deliverance of his people. Talk about a lot of very powerful things of late in this show. I was truly, strongly, my brothers and sisters, admonish you. Please give serious consideration to examine petitioning the Most High to understand more than what is said, but why. Concerning so much we talked about in this show over the last few weeks, particularly even the last few days, for the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has granted this world again a very powerful word that he desires that all his people must hear. I thank the Most High that he's used me as an instrument to be able to do such a thing and to declare such words, for they indeed are his own. And I thank you, my brothers and sisters, all of you giving your ears to hear. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Under his might, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, under his honor, and his praise always, my brothers and sisters, even unto the showing forth of the strength of the Most High, showing forth his strength that gives victory over the beast. And my brothers and sisters, allow no more the speech of a fork-tongued dragon to deceive his people. Unto him who has power, my brothers and sisters, to declare absolution unto all the nations in the earth, that all may hear, all may discern, and revere his name. Unto his might, honor, and strength, and all that is his sovereign glory, petition the Most High in his name again, that all his people should praise him. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.